Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar, and my favorite time of the week where I get to talk to my swole sister, Miss Essie Williams, who's already on the line.
Hey guys, how are you?
There you go. So then we can put it on IGTV. I love this IGTV stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not cool status, so I only get 10 minutes of it, but I've been putting it on, you know, Instagram, clips.
And there's a 10-minute limit? I thought it was like limitless.
Well, maybe for you because you're cooler than I am.
No, maybe we should start doing some YouTube uploads as well.
Let's add some more stuff to our stuff, right? Actually, yeah. I have it all saved. Like everything is saved.
Oh, hey, if I can figure it out, I can do it.
This is Jennifer Martinez, and that's Essie Williams you're listening to. We just went straight into it because we've been staring at each other. We're looking at each other on a Zoom call. So if you're listening to this on podcast, we're staring at each other, and we've been talking for the last, 20 minutes? And so we just kind of like flowed right into this and didn't even realize that we didn't work to the listening person. What is going on? What is going on? Well, you're missing out, man, if you don't see us. And so, yeah, we do need to do something maybe on YouTube or.
Yeah. But you guys, if you can get on IGTV or one of our sites, you have to see Jen. She's wearing our Swole Sisters baseball cap, and it is so cute.
Because I'm awesome.
You are awesome, honey. But it's like a slate gray, and the lettering is like a light blue gray. And I think I love it. I think it's very, very attractive.
It matches everything.
And it looks good on blondes, brunettes, redheads, you name it.
It's blonde, that's for sure. I wasn't going to wear this today.
That's cute.
The hat. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. You know, because I did that recent post, you know, you gave it to me as a gift, which thank you very much. I love
You're welcome.
But, we've gotten some feedback on it saying, I want one. And so we're like looking into getting these that we can actually sell.
Yes.
But we're not salespeople. So
we're not salespeople, but if you are looking at Jen's cute little head with her cap and you want one of these awesome hats, why don't you DM me?
Yeah.
Or email me or Jen.
Yeah.
And we will figure out how to get it made and send it out to you because I think we should all have a Swole Sisters.
Yeah. And then when you're standing in line at Costco and someone goes, oh, where'd you get that hat? Or what's Swole Sisters? Well, that's women who get together for faith, fitness, fun, food.
Fashion.
Of course, fashion. Well, this is fashionable, right?
Yeah. And it's such a great way to start a conversation. And it's a ministry, after all.
It is.
And it's a great way to segue into, you know, like if you want to share Christ with the person in line.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And we make it so complicated. I think when I say we, I say the world. We think we have to be good. And if anybody hears anything today, is that you don't have to be good. I'm not a good person. I'm a good, you know, God wants us the way we are. You don't have to change to go to God. Just that's it. I mean, like, it's super simple.
We're saved by grace and we live on that, by that grace daily. And, you know, I'm so thankful for that.
Yes.
And you and I were talking about this even before this podcast started. I had a chapter in the Bible. And what were we talking about?
It was Psalm 91 that you wanted to share, I think.
Yeah. So this morning I was doing my quiet time, and I don't know why, but I was drawn to Psalm 91. It's one of my favorite chapters. And this is what I read when I am afraid, or I'm anxious, or when I'm filled with doubt and fear. So if you guys are in a situation where you need a little more uplifting and like a promise of God just to settle in deep within you, go to Psalm 91. And I have actually written on the side of my Bible, it says, when I'm afraid. So I know to come here when I'm afraid.
Right. That's good because, you know, we like I've said earlier, we make everything so complicated. And you and I were talking about before we got on how maybe living your life, we tend to live our life sometimes in default instead of in design. Or by design. And it's really simple to have faith. Because what is faith? Faith is believing in something that you can't see. Like we're so busy with everything that's in front of us. that sometimes it distracts us from that, that big thing that we think we can never get to, that we're believing for, that, that faith thing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the times we think that when something is so simple, it's too good to be true. And so we complicate it, or we overcomplicate it, thinking this can't be that easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just, it is.
Yeah. Well, you got to have that faith factor. I mean, even in, even if you don't believe in God, you have faith that something's going to come to fruition. So it's not only just faith in God, which is the most important to me and to Essie, but faith in that what you're working at is going to be successful. So it works in all genres is what I'm trying to say too.
But let's go a little bit more into that living in the default, because I've actually experienced this with, you know, some of the bigger tasks that I'm trying to take in my life, like the online programming that I've been talking about. I got to tell you, whenever you try to bite off something that's this large, you are attacked from all angles. So like the other week I was sharing with you guys how I felt like I wasn't enough. I wasn't young enough. I wasn't chiseled enough, you know? And then, you know, other fears kind of creep in. Like, am I, could I really do this? Is anyone going to buy it? So what happens usually for me, I don't know if it happens to you, Jen, is that I start like making excuses. And by doing that, I start to live in default again, where it's safe, where everything is kind of compartmentalized. I know what to expect because it's safe there. But then I never get to experience the joy of like succeeding or getting, being blessed by God because I took that giant step forward. So I feel like this time in our, in 2019 for you and me, we're kind of at that season where we want to take those big, big steps and see what God has in store for us.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
It is scary, but it's also, it takes a lot of pressure off when you have faith, to me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know what? I've done this thing because, you, when God honors hard work, I believe that. And sometimes what we think our hard work is going towards isn't always what it ends up being. And especially you know, so like, let's say you work hard. We talked about this yesterday. You and I were talking about it. I was trying to encourage you. And I just said, listen, you're doing all this work and you're developing this idea and this process and you're growing along the way with this thing. And you're starting to put anxieties that you shouldn't be putting on yourself because it's not ready yet. It's God's perfect timing. Like, just have that faith that knows that God, the work that you're putting in is important and He honors that. And it's going to look like it needs to look like, and the time is going to be right when the time is right. And we don't know what your future looks like, Essie. We don't know where you're going to be needed or how God's going to use you in a month from now. And so if you were to force something that is not really what you're, you know, at peace with and get it out there and, you know, it's all about, then it's all about you. You know, and then a month from now, who knows, your daughter might say, Mom, I need you to do this thing with me, this big project. And oh, I can't, honey, I'm stuck doing this. And that's not okay. Because who's that more
is,
important?
You know, it is true. So I guess what I'm going to kind of break it down here is what Jen's saying is we do our work, we do the best we can. But at a certain point, we have to surrender and let God dictate the timing, because like with my online program, I could have had it out there last month, but now that I told this to Jen yesterday when we were talking on the phone, I'm kind of glad it didn't, because there's so many parts that I want to change now that I'm really thinking about it and I'm looking around. There are tons of online programs out there. Of course I want mine to be really good and different, but not different because it's like so radical, but because it's going to touch people's lives and like really help them become more in touch with themselves, listen to their bodies more, maybe have a better relationship with their families, with God, with yourself. Did I say yourself again? I'm a little geriatric. I could be repeating myself.
It's good. It's just you're excited and you're trying, you know, and that's what happens. I mean, I repeat myself all the time. My son's like, Mom, you already asked me that. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I remember your response.
Yeah.
We're just getting in a day with too much these days, but, you know, it comes down to what are you feeding yourself? You know, that's why you and I have started this whole Swole Sisters thing. Cause we're like really big into fitness and we're also really big into food because we know how it nourishes our body. And we're really big into feeding the spirit, you know, and when you're full, whatever you're full of, you're led by.
Yeah.
If you're full of hate, you're led by hate. if you're full of love, you're led by love. Well, how do you get full of love? How do you get full of joy? How do you get full of all these things? You have to fill it up. And so what are you filling yourself up with? So we have those, we're reading scripture together. We're filling ourselves up with God's love. We're filling up God's with inspiration and with encouragement.
Listening to this podcast.
You're getting encouragement at this moment from Jennifer Martinez. Now, I mean, but seriously, like that's whatever you're filled up with, you are led by. And when you've had a bad day and then your husband walks in the door, or your kids walk in the door, or your brother or sister, whatever the situation is that you're living in, and that you dump on that person, that stuff, because that stuff is what filled up your day. Whereas if you make a conscious effort, it's like that miracle morning stuff, you know, making a conscious effort to fill yourself up with what you need to be the productive person that day. You know, we talk about that quite a bit. So like it's what you really think about yourself is what happens in everything you do. Okay. So,
yeah.
So like when I walk into a room or when I turn on this mic, I'm thinking, what kind of energy can I bring? Like you, people say all the time, you have so much energy. I'm like, I bring, determiningly bring that energy, whether I feel like it or not.
Yes.
Right.
Because if you are not conscientious of it.
Yeah.
We were just talking about being the default. Mm-hmm. My default is, I'm not a melancholy person, but I can get kind of moody and quiet and snappy.
So you're normal.
So that's my norm. I can be, especially if I haven't eaten. Feed me. I can get snappy, especially like, because usually, come on, we're moms. I'm usually really tired by 4 o'clock because I'm up at 5:45 in the morning, every morning. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not conscious of it, like you said, to bring that energy, I'm going to go back to my default. So, and then I hurt feelings and I have to go around apologizing, blah, blah, blah. So I love that. We have to live with intention. And I think that's what we're talking about here. And that's why we are saying, live in the present. You know, that saying, live in the present, is so out there right now. Everyone's like, be more present, be more present. What does that mean? It doesn't just mean like, it means being conscientious and being intentional in how you think, how you speak, and how you decide to fill yourself up so that you can share with others.
Yep.
Intention. Perfect. I mean, I say that to my clients too. Hey, when you're squatting, squat with intention. Don't just pop up and down like this, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, it's even when we're with our clients, I always tell them, especially when I'm meeting with them for the first time, I say, look, I have my cell phone with me because I have kids. And the only thing that takes me away from you would be my family. So I will have it here, but I don't, it doesn't distract me unless it's a phone call coming in or a text. And I can see that if it's my family, I'm like, excuse me, I have to take this because my family never calls me. They never text me unless they need something.
Right.
You know? And so I'm very clear with that. And I think that, that's okay. You know, but we're not going to sit there and tell someone to do 10 squats and lunges while we're over there, replying back to Instagram stuff, right?
No, we would never do that. No, but I think being intentional, meaning, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing or not.
No, we are.
We are. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like I want there to be a mind-body connection every time you work out, because I think that really translates into everyday life as well. You know, if you are conscious of like how you're squatting, you can feel your glutes and you can feel your quads and your abs, whatever. You can actually carry that mindfulness into your everyday life. And that's what prayer is. That's why we do it every morning and we read the scripture to set the tone for the day. And I hope that if you ever are walking around and you, for some reason, you're thinking about the Soul Sisters, that would remind you, oh, let's live with intention. And I do like all the time. Like sometimes I'll go on Instagram and I see Jen and guess what? I immediately think God first, because that's what we talk about. And that's what we're all about. So also, how do we live our lives? We also surround ourselves with good friends and people who are going to lift us up, because without that, I don't know, Jen, I don't know where I would be.
Absolutely. Well, God talks about relationships all throughout his word. It's the most important thing. Even when, here's a great example. When Jesus got baptized and the Spirit of God fell on him, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then what did he do after that? He went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this is what I truly believe. I believe God gave us the Holy Spirit to navigate us and help us. He's our helper. And I call on the Holy Spirit for help all the time. Most of the things that are good that come in my life are because of the Holy Spirit, you know, not because of Jenna, trust me. And so, you know, right? Like I'm like, okay, God, I don't know what to do. Holy Spirit, bam, you know, and I know what to do. So when Jesus was, when he was filled with the Spirit and went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights without food or water, he was tempted. I believe that if he wasn't filled, even though he's the Son of God, he was still a man. He was still a man. Yeah. He was still a flesh. Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't filled with the Spirit. It would have been really hard for him to resist the temptation when the devil came to him.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you just said no food. Remember I just told you like 2 seconds ago, like if I don't have food, I become the snappy person. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So it's so important to fill yourself up with the good stuff. Yes. Like, you know, in the old times, not old times, when I was growing up, there were times when I was growing up, my parents and the church would always be like, don't listen to that rock and roll. It's bad. But you know, it's funny. My daughter, she can pick, she's very sensitive, and not everyone's different. And I get that, but she's super sensitive, and she always can tell her attitude changes when she listens to too much rap or anything secular, however you want to call it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she changed that at night to listening to either praise music or Christian music, something that was edifying and uplifting. Okay. Mm-hmm. It changes her attitude, changes her peace, changes her anxiety, changes all of those things. So when she's filling herself up with, you know, yo, I can't even say the stuff that they have nowadays, right? It's scary. Like I look at my son's phone and I'm like, what is this crap? And why are you listening to it? I sound like my parents, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. When we grew up, I wasn't allowed to even listen to it. And so I would sneak it. Mm-hmm.
We were growing up, MTV just came out. Rap was.
Yes, I had to sneak watching MTV. My parents wouldn't let me watch it. But then
NWA came out, and like I lived in Los Angeles, where Compton was like right down the, you know, and all that police. I mean, it was a real deal.
Yeah.
And but now we've I don't know. I think we're used to it. Not desensitized, but
we are desensitized. We are desensitized.
That too, but it's been around for a lot longer now, so I think we just kind of accept it as culture. But when we were growing up. Because we're old, y'all. It was new.
It was. And now it's worse, I think. The stuff that they're saying in the lyrics, if you really ever, and I mean, I'm not trying to be overly religious because I listen to this stuff too. I'm just saying, like, be more mindful of knowing of what you really feel. If you're feeling tired all the time, if you're feeling angry, or if you're feeling like these things that you don't want to feel like, and the reason why you tune into something like this or want to be a part of a community where you're like, you know what, I need God, then start recognizing and be more mindful of what are you filling yourself up with?
Yeah.
You know, like we've said this several times and I'll stick by it. The days that I don't fill myself up, my mornings, when they're not started with God's word, they're not bad, but they're not as structured, like the way that they're not as peaceful, and that, you know, they don't have, it doesn't have the same flow that of the days that when I do start my day out.
I agree. And like, if you have done quiet time for a long time, you really see a difference when you miss that one day.
Yeah. The peace.
And maybe this is a good way to segue into our nutrition, because we're talking about feeding ourselves with the word and with good stuff and with like our community and like with good people and good music. We were just talking about, how to fuel our bodies as well. Oh my God, I swear I'm totally having like a mind. What were we saying about me eating?
Well, here's the thing. This is what's interesting. You got on here. This is a great example. This is like, we're seeing it happen in real time, y'all. You worked out before coming on.
Yeah.
Have you eaten today?
Yes, I actually did.
How long ago though? Your blood sugar is probably why you're having that fogginess come
up. And let's see, 8 o'clock. I ate at 8.
Yeah. Well, it's almost 12.
Yeah.
And you've worked out. Well, it's almost 12 your time. It's almost 11 my time, but what, you know,
yeah.
And you've worked out. And so your body's, you know, use that, the sugar and carbs and for energy, yeah, right?
That's what it is. Cause I'm usually not this forgetful, but now I do remember what I was going to say was,
Go ahead.
So it left me again. You guys, I think I really need some food.
But this is how it is. Like, this is why it's so important to understand why nutrition is so important. I had this conversation when it comes back to you, Essie, go ahead and just interrupt me. Okay. I had a conversation with a client yesterday and she was like, I just don't care. And about food. And cause she was like frustrated with certain things. And I was like, whoa, we got to back that up. We can't go on any further until we have an understanding of what you just said. Mm. I said, food is the most important thing other than sleep to your vitality, to your emotions, to your life, you know, to everything. And if you don't have a good relationship with food and you say you don't care, then you're saying you don't care about yourself. What is the real problem? It's not food's fault. And so it went into all those other things. So when you're in your, because I remember what we said before we got on, I bet you this will get your memory going. You said that you ate something that was at noon and then you weren't hungry till 5 or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
Okay. Now I know what I was going to say.
The habit.
So it's being hyper-focused. That was what I was going to talk to you about. So I'm really, really good about working out because I've been doing it for 15 years. It's a habit. But my eating has not always been the best. It's always up and down like this. And what I realized was I really need to focus on just one thing if I want to get really good at it. And so for the whole week, I've been really focused on eating well. Not dieting, but just like eating really healthy foods. So yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, I put my lunch on there. It was like kimchi fried rice with like leftover roasted vegetables. And it had a good balance of fiber, protein, and fats. That was at noon. And around 3 or 4 o'clock, like I wanted to snack because that's just a habit of mine. But I actually stopped myself. I drank some water. I said, are you really hungry? I wasn't. So I went for another hour. And by 5 o'clock, 5 hours, I was hungry. So I ate something. But I see how we were talking about like how we live in default. Sometimes we do that with our diets too. Just because it's like 3 o'clock, we're in habit. So we default to like, oh, it's coffee time. Let's go get coffee. You know what? I might as well just get a little bite of cookies too because it goes so well with cookies.
Yeah.
So that's how I used to just live my like blindly, like not even conscious of it. And so now that I'm hyper-focused on my diet, it doesn't mean that I eat super clean, but it just means that I'm listening. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really listening to my body. Are you really hungry or are you bored? Are you really hungry or are you just defaulting to your habits?
Yep.
And I see myself now, I'm a habit person. 3 o'clock, I want my coffee and my donut.
I think we all are habit people. And I think that's why, you know, we go into that default because they're old habits. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's kind of like when I did the water challenge with my family. My daughter and my husband are so similar. My son and I, we drink water all the time. It's not a big deal. So it wasn't really a challenge for us, but my husband and my daughter, it was a challenge. They didn't realize how little they were drinking that water. And, you know, we made it into a competition. Yeah, we made it into a competition. And so by the end of the week, if you didn't have your water in for that week, you know, you had to mark it off. You had to do that every ounce that you were off in a push-up, you know? So, and making it a competition made it more of a habit because we're real competitive, you know, but it made them more mindful. And then my daughter, 2 weeks into it, she's like, you know, I haven't had a headache and here's my thing with that. I don't have headaches. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have headaches, you know? So if I ever did have one, I'd be like, there's something off. I didn't sleep right. I didn't, you know? And so, or I didn't get enough water or my blood sugar's off, something. It's something's causing that, right? Or blood pressure, whatever. And so she was in the opposite where she was having headaches every day and not saying anything. She, it was just part of the day, you know, like it was just always part of the day. And it's like, no, you don't have headaches. Like you should not.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. You know, now she's an overachiever and she, you know, was in several courses that are very hard right now. And she got into nursing school. I don't know if I announced that.
Oh no, you didn't. Congratulations. Go yes. Alex.
Y'all, my daughter got into nursing school and she got into one of the hardest ones to get into.
Wow.
And it was crazy because she could have applied at other ones that are a lot easier and they take more people. But she was like, no, I'm going for this one. And she didn't even
apply
to other ones. And she got in. So I loved that though. She had faith in knowing that she's done the work and she was like, God, if you want this to happen, I'm only going for the place that I want to go to.
That is like the perfect example of exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of this podcast. You do your work, do everything that you can, and then you have to surrender it because we really have no control.
Right.
Aside from the hard work that we can put in, right?
Yeah.
That's such a good way to recap this. This is great.
It's just fun. God's taking control. He knows that we'll mess it up.
Yeah.
So things like that, the habits that we, and so since then, my husband has had the habit of drinking water now. Because
that's awesome.
Because it's a habit now. Where before, it was a habit for him not to. You know, he in the morning, he have his coffee, go all day long, come home. And drink, like he didn't even realize he was, you know what I'm saying? Like you just, because he had. Now he's a little Yeti and yeah.
That's awesome. Look, if you're watching this, I always have this, I have this hydro flask. This holds like 4 cups and I probably drink, yours is like the same. I probably refill this like 5 or 6 or 7 times a day and I drink so much water. It is so important, but I do go to the bathroom a lot.
you do what?
I go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, you know,
it's a problem, but
I think it changes also, in the seasons because like, I think our bodies adapt to it. And there's certain seasons I feel like when it's hotter outside and I'm sweating more, I'm not as going, right. But in the winter, yeah, you tend to hold on to, I guess the water a little bit more. And so you're having to go to the bathroom a little bit, but yeah. I'm like, it's worth it.
But it is so important to drink a lot of water. And I think, some of the hunger pains I have are probably just thirst pains.
I think that's a lot of people are that way. I think the majority of people are dehydrated and mineral deficient and they need to poop.
Well, thank you.
Whatever
thank you
you're, yeah, it's you're welcome. Exactly. I had to add that in there because whatever you're full of, if you're full of ish, you know, so I mean, make sure you're doing that too. Like people don't even realize that. Okay. I'm going there. You got to poop every day. You got to get that stuff out of you. You do. Yeah. And people, you don't realize how many clients I'm like, are you regular? That's a nicer way to put it. Yeah. I usually just say poop though, because I think it's just funnier. and I'm just immature like that. So, but like, let me tell you this story. I don't know if I've told it before, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it. So I'm in Lowe's and I'm there with my husband and we're, you know, it's a Home Depot like type place, right? Just for any listeners who are not living in America, because we have listeners outside of, out of the States, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're worldwide. The Soul Sisters are worldwide. It's a what do they call it? Hardware store. It's like a big warehouse hardware store. So we're there, and there's this. They're really helpful. The people that work there are really, really helpful. And so this woman's helping this other lady, and she was so rude. The customer was so rude to this lady, to the helping lady. The what do they call it? Staff. What is it called? Yeah. Okay. Help me here. And so. I was watching it go down and my heart broke for that woman because she's working and she's trying to do everything she can, but she couldn't help the woman. All right. Mm-hmm. And when the woman left and said something nasty and she stood there and I just saw her look down at the ground, I thought, I'm going over to that woman. I'm going to encourage her. Right. I didn't care. And so what I didn't even know what was going to come out of my mouth. So I'm going to tell you what came out of my mouth. Y'all remember this. Okay. Cause you can use it because it happens. I go, she's just full of shit. She needs to poop. It has nothing to do with you. You did everything you could. And she was like shocked. Right? She was totally shocked. Her mouth dropped open and started laughing like you just did. And it totally changed her mood. It totally.
Oh my God, I love herself. It.
Well, she was beating herself up, Essie. And then boom, within a second of you could, it wasn't anything that she, you know, it's like anything she could have done to make that woman was dumping on her when she should have been dumping in the toilet. Mm-hmm. And most people who are constipated are nasty. Get rid of that stuff, man.
That is a great story. And I love that you went over and encouraged that woman.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Because I mean, she would have carried that on the whole day and you know, we beat ourselves up enough. It's like, come on, you know? So if I could have, I would have went after that lady and said, hey, the bathroom's that way. You're going the wrong way. When's the last time you took a dump?
Awesome.
You need some magnesium. Does magnesium help with that, y'all?
Natural calm.
Natural calm. I love my magnesium at night. If you're really sore and you're not regular, start doing some magnesium at night and both those things will go away because we're very mineral deficient. You know, let's talk a little bit about that. So there's a really good company called the Trace Mineral Company. We are not sponsored by any of these things that we say that are on here, but we're not against it. So if you're listening and you are, no.
we're serious. We're open to sponsorship.
We're open to anything really. Yeah. Because this takes a lot of time and we love it, but we're open to, I mean, hey, I'm open to sponsors. So the Trace Mineral Company has you can go to their website and it's Trace Mineral Company. I think it's Trace Minerals. TRACE.com or something like that, right? Anyways, it's TRACE. And I'll put it in the show notes. I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes. Jennifer, remember to put it in the show notes. And they have a lot of really great products that you can use to get some mineral into your body, because I think a lot of our skin and energy source, like if you're low on energy and if you're having skin issues or hair loss or any kind of thing, it's usually a mineral deficiency. That's like a quick and easy, inexpensive way to start. It could be something else. It could be hormone related, but I feel like those things really do help with your minerals really help with all those things, you know? So there's a little plug there for Trace Mineral Company. Get yourself some of those, because we do the electrolyte stamina in our house. I've talked about that quite a bit. Okay. That's the same company that makes
that. Put that in the show notes for people who are actually interested so they could go do their own research.
True. Yes. Always do your own research. Don't Absolutely. Ever take our word for it. No. Even the spiritual stuff, like get in God's word. Like if I say something, I'm a person. I'm going to mess up. If I say something, check it out with God's word and make sure it makes sense to you. You know, it's like, just because I say it doesn't mean it's true. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's our disclaimer.
We need to have a disclaimer every single time. But yeah, let's just be more mindful to live in by design and not by default. And what we think about, we bring about. I mean, these are all things that we, you know, we all know. Fill yourself up with good things, and good things come out. Whatever you're full of, you're led by. It's just how it is. And so that's a recap of today's 12 sisters.
I think that's so great. I love that recap.
And we didn't even cover what we read, so it's fine.
That's okay, because just a reminder, what is today? The 17th. Starting in May, we're going to go back to the book of Proverbs. Yeah. So I think for next week, I know we said Colossians, but I think we did Colossians already, which is fine because we always read over and over again. Do you have a book that you want to read for the next week?
I'm all over the place right now. Let's just keep it open. If that's okay with y'all, which I mean, hopefully it is. I mean, I kind of have been studying all sorts of books and just studying more topics than anything like this. I've been really on the topic of knowing who you are. I feel like if you know who you are in Christ, and then you're not offended easily by things that change. That when you're offended easily by something, it's usually a reflection of it's like a what is the word? Man, I don't want to say this wrong.
I think insecure people get offended easily.
Yes. And if you're secure in who you are in Christ and you know that you're not dumb, you're not offended by someone calling you dumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I know I have insecure areas. So I know that you can tell me, oh, you're dumb. I'm going to be like, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But if you touch one of my insecure areas, I'm going to be like, offended. And so I'm working on that.
I think everybody has to work on that, but that leads right into living your life by not in default mode, because people are going to say things that hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's how you react to that, you know, is a huge difference. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Only thing that matters is what I think of myself. And if I think that I'm not capable, then I'm not capable. If my neighbor thinks I'm not capable, that doesn't affect me.
Right.
I can let it affect me, right? All that matters is what you think about. Hear this, people. Only thing that matters is what you think of yourself. If whatever you think is going to happen, is going to happen. If you think
right. So let's not give our power away to other people who have zero interest really in the outcome of your life. You are the sole owner of your own life and outcome. So, I mean, this is a great lesson that I always tell myself and my girls, you know, because, you know, gossip starts in middle school or even elementary school, and you can let that affect you. I always remind them, don't give your power away. Mm-hmm. Don't give your power away to those people to dictate how you should feel.
Because it affects everything you do.
Yeah.
It affects everything you do.
I mean, even when my children, they go on an audition and they don't get a role, say, for instance, and maybe they'll say something. Well, they're very kind, actually. But let's, for example, say she didn't get a role because she wasn't good enough for this particular, let's pretend. She can take that and apply to all of her acting, or she can say, oh, for that character, I wasn't right for it. Mm-hmm. So, because so many people, if you, I think Meryl Streep says, when she was first starting out, they told her she was too ugly and she'll never be a star. She'll never get leading roles. Hello, what is she doing now? How many Oscars right. has she won?
But she didn't think that way.
She did thought, not think that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever you think, I mean, like every business model is that way. The one my pastor always says is think, be, do. And that's how you get success, right? Or how you excel in something. You think about it, you be about it, like you're like, okay, and then you do it. And that's it. And it's just that simple.
Well, let's do this, you guys. I think this week, I love our today's talk. Let's be intentional about how we exercise.
How we think about ourselves.
Think about ourselves, how we feed our bodies, and how we fill ourselves up so that when we are encountering our family members, friends, and even strangers, we can give off energy that we want, mm-hmm. not our default energy, which yes. for me, when I'm hungry, I'm snappy. I don't want to share that with you guys.
It's okay. And we're working on getting the Soul Sisters hats. And so message us.
Yeah.
It really is important if you message, you got to message us, because we don't really know how many to order, or we don't want to, like, you guys, this is a ministry in a sense. We don't make money doing this. And so we're not looking to make money with these hats, but we don't want to lose money because we don't make money. Does that make sense? So go ahead and message us, and they're super cute. I would love for y'all. If you're a Soul Sister out, you got to have one.
Yeah. You have to. And you guys have to exercise in them. Go out to Home Depot and go to Costco.
Yeah.
And,
and tell people they need to poop.
All right. So on that note.
You are full of it. Okay. Yeah, I know. I can't take me out in public. I know it's bad. All right. So message Essie at Fit Boulevard.
I actually have a new email address.
What is it?
At fitboulevard.com.
That's your email address?
It used to be fitboulevard@gmail.com, but I just bought myself my fitboulevard.com name. So it's just Essie@fitboulevard.com.
Okay, cool. Because send it to me. I'll put it in the show notes, because I have it the other way in the show notes.
Right.
You know, the ways to contact you. Always put your booty counter stuff.
Counter,
oh my goodness.
Oh my
booty, booty, booty everywhere. Man, I can't get off the butt. Oh my goodness. Lord help me. Okay. So beauty counter, mm-hmm. not booty counter. Stuff's on the show notes too. She is a representative for that. So if you're interested in like good skincare, Essie has amazing skin. And so, I put those links in there. Is there anything else that I put in the show notes? I put how to get in touch with us on Instagram.
Yep.
And that's probably the easiest place to get in touch with us other than our email. And I think that's it for now. We're going to be back next Wednesday. Same bat channel, same bat place with a 12 sister.
Different shenanigans.
With different shenanigans. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen, you know, by the time, 7 days from now. That's for sure. I totally agree. We hope that you have an awesome, awesome rest of the week and a beautiful weekend. It's Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday. So hopefully you'll be spending the weekends with your families and celebrating that.
Yeah. Happy Easter, everyone.
Jesus did something awesome for us. He sacrificed for us so that we can have grace and mercy, which I need a lot of because I'm cussing.
We're Christians, but we cuss a little.
That's our next hat.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like that.
Yes. I think we need one.
All right. Essie, it's been awesome talking with you, and I hope this encourages you today, and we will see you next week.
Sounds good. Bye. See you next week. Bye.